This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about partying at a small school, what to do on New Year's Eve, and whether or not to bring someone to a holiday party. Check it out, share it with friends. J-Train, Jared Fritz, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs, you're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. It's getting redundant, but I enjoy saying it. So here you go. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. I really appreciate it. I love doing this show, and I love that you guys love listening to it just as much as I love doing it. So it really means a lot to me, and I'm going to encourage you to keep doing that. If you haven't told a friend about this show, you're wrong. You haven't paid me my money, okay? That's how we get paid, in referrals. Tell a friend, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father. I don't care. Tell your former preschool teacher, Mrs. Vanderchunk. Go call Mrs. Vanderchunk and be like, hey, Mrs. V, you got to feather this guy's nuts. And she'll be like, what, Sonny? I haven't heard from you in a million years. And you'll be like, J-Train Podcast, let Papa JT feather the nuts of your ear. Grab you by the short and hairies. Please.
Short and curlies.
Curlies.
Okay. It's okay. We knew what
short and curlies was always it's so descriptive that it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I've always thought that. But keep telling your friends and keep sending me your Snapchats. I love when you guys snap me how you're listening, where you're listening, with who you're listening. I love seeing
whom.
With whom? Thank you. We're going to kick our guest off the show now for correcting my who, whom, what, where, when. Now listen, send me those snaps of where you're listening, because sometimes it's so cool. Sometimes you guys will sing along with the hello. That's fun. Sometimes you'll be hungover and I get to see your ugly hangover face. Sometimes it's you and a girlfriend. Good for you, buddy. Getting hitched up. So I love those snaps. I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat, JTrain56 on all platforms. You can find me all over the place. I'm very excited about today's guest, an OKP, making his triumphant return. Original key player, Michael Somerville, thank you for coming on.
Woo, thank you for having me, man.
Such a pleasure to see your face.
Always love being here.
Dude, it's good to have you in town.
Yeah, it's not often. Yeah.
Not often. We were just talking before we got on the air. If you guys don't know Michael Somerville, if you don't follow him already, you're wrong. Go follow him right now. He's on Twitter at Somerville Puns, SOMERVILLE Puns on Twitter, and also Michael Somerville on Instagram. Find him, support him. You're hilarious, super funny. Where have you been?
Dude, I've been all over, man. Vegas, Chicago, Phoenix, Hawaii, Hawaii.
What a gig!
Yeah, man.
You go to Hawaii every other month.
Every other month.
You do comedy out there.
I tell jokes to just touristy, fun people who are in a very good mood.
The best mood.
They're in Hawaii. So, yeah. So, I'm in a good mood. They're in a good mood.
I mean, my God. I mean, I did shows in Aruba recently, and that was fun.
Not bad.
Not bad. And people were at the hotel. They got a little sunburn. They're there. They're in the best day of their life.
Right, right.
And you're just there to make it even better.
Right. That's your job.
That's your job. And look, is it... you like being away? What's the best part of Hawaii?
It's better than Buffalo. I mean, you know, as a comedian,
that's Hawaii's tagline. They're gonna have new commercials. If Vegas has what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, Hawaii's is better than Buffalo.
Better than Buffalo. And no disrespect to the boys up north, but you know, as comics, we're on the road a lot. We travel a ton. It's part of the gig. So if you can get a nice gig where the weather's always nice, 82 every day, and you know, a cloud makes you mad. It's a cloud makes you mad.
That could be their tagline too. A cloud makes you mad. That's the only problems you have. Come to Hawaii.
It's literally what Hawaii is. Like I grew up in New Jersey, so you see the Jersey Shore, and that's what a beach looks like, and that's what
Your idea of a beach has totally been changed by going to Hawaii.
It's ruined. You can't go to a beach anywhere else.
There's
anymore.
No pipe leading sewage into the water right in front of your eyes.
As you see the Jersey Shore jumping off of it.
Yeah, kids jumping off the sewage pipe. What's that? I remember the first time I went to the Jersey Shore because I'm from Boston, and I would go to the beaches like Maine.
Very pretty beaches.
Jersey Shore is a different animal. Like as far as because it's not just your beach, but it's also your drinking town.
Absolutely.
So they double in most places. Like the Cape isn't as much like this, where you'd go inland to the beach. There's not a lot of like beach bar things going on. Jersey Shore, totally different. People. It is the bar crawl combined with the beach.
It's like people escaped from rehab.
Yes.
It's a great, you know, you're exactly right.
It's crazy.
And it's so true. It all melds into one. Some start.
I spent a summer there with like a college buddies right after I graduated college in Avalon. And my God. And there was a bar called the Princeton.
Uh-huh.
And I used to, it's such a big bar and it's right by the water. And everyone called it the P. And I used to call it the Lazy River. Because it was such a big bar that you just walk it around it in circles. Because you just be like, I just want to go from the rap room to the the live band room.
Circulate,
and just, I was like, I just walking with your beer, just looking at people.
That is exactly what it is.
And now you're at the thing is like when you're in the Cape, Maine, all those places, it's just like there's the beach and then you go out at night maybe somewhere else. Yeah. And it's like Jersey Shore is just like, no, we're just going to drink everything here and right in front of your tanner.
In your bathing suit.
Like,
you don't even...
There was also the no shower happy hour.
Ah, the best,
and
right?
Do you know that one?
Oh, I think I can put two
and
two together.
You can put two and two together? The no shower happy hour was in Sea Isle City. It was the next town. It's a real thing.
Okay.
And you go at like 4 or 5 o'clock and there was a guy. This is how easy it is to have fun. And it's kind of the mantra of this podcast is just like, let fucking go and have a good time.
Have fun.
And the no shower happy hour, I'm forgetting the name. If you can Google no shower happy hour and Seattle City and tell me the name of the bar, because I'll push it to our listeners. If you ever go to Seattle City, you got to go to this. Everyone's in their bathing suit. You walk into a bar during the day, like 3-4 o'clock. I'll push it earlier. It's completely dark.
It's the OD.
The OD. Ocean Boulevard?
No, it's the OD.
The OD, Ocean Drive, right?
Ocean Drive.
Yeah. So you go, it's so sunny out, you just got burned the whole day, and then you'd walk into the OD, and it was like walking into nighttime.
That's exactly, you know? It's sunny out, you open the door.
And it's just like, okay, stick your tongue out, you're going to French, you know? And you'd walk in, and I remember, it wasn't even a band. It was one guy singing over, like, a music playing.
Yeah.
And he's, like, on top of the bar singing. It was his own. It wasn't even, like, karaoke. Like, it was, like, he's just singing over, like, they just had the background music. And he knew every song you wanted to hear all the time.
I love it.
This is my
youth.
This is my, exactly. So I love the Jersey Shore.
Oh, it's the
best.
This
isn't to say it's bad, but it is different.
It's specific. I mean, that's the exact. Much like you guys from Boston. You know, there's a very, watching the Casey Affleck, the SNL, the sketch, if you saw.
The Dunkin' Donuts
Donuts thing.
My cousin shared it and I didn't watch it.
But
I saw the title, I go, I get it.
Exactly. You know exactly what it is. And my roommate from college was from Newburyport, you know, up there. And so I just had a kick, you know, like, you guys are so, like, literally, like, you. This is who you guys are.
This is,
like,
who you are.
Yeah,
this
is
Boston is so, the specific is a great way to describe any type of, like, area. Like,
yeah.
And it's, like, always the underdog, too. Everyone's against us.
Including yourself.
Including ourselves.
Like, I've never heard, like, New York and Boston, I think, are the two fan bases that literally, they if you listen to them talk about their team, you wouldn't think they like their team. Do you hate them? Are you like, oh, no, love them.
The fucking Sox! You just go right into it.
Meanwhile, he's got a tattoo of the Boston.
He's got a tattoo of the thing he just said to go fuck
itself. Exactly. My parents are both from the Bronx. Listen to my dad talk about the Yankees is literally, you would think he wanted to murder them.
And, it's like his ex-wife.
Exactly.
Oh, that fucking bitch, the Yankees. Yeah.
Never misses a game.
Listen, all of you need to get on board with Michael Somerville at Somerville Puns. Also, okay, I've had a front row seat to watch you on stage. So funny, so great.
Oh, thank you.
And I've gotten to watch your material that's now on an album that was named, SiriusXM named it the top 10 albums of 2016.
That's exactly right, man. Literally, thank you. Thank you. Just literally found out like 9 minutes ago.
That's amazing.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
Top 10 out. So all of you need to go buy it. Yeah. It's called No Sudden Movements. Yeah. Go buy it on iTunes. And you made it in a, how'd you make it?
So this is I was on the road, and as you know, it's a rough business. You don't know what the heck you're doing.
Yeah.
You're trying to get something on TV. You're trying this. Nothing's happening. And so I'm in Vegas for a week, seven nights at the MGM, and my dad was like, "Why don't you make an album?" And my dad's one of those frustrating people who everything he says it turns out to be right.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy. Drives me nuts.
And then he'll be like, "But I said that last thing that was exactly right. So why aren't you listening to this next thing that you don't want to do?"
Well, even worse, he won't say it. He'll just mumble under his breath about something, and you're like, he's referencing the last thing he said, isn't it? He's just son of a. So yeah. So saying things like make an album, I'm like, that's just stupid. Everything you say is wrong. Why would I do that? But because it was in the back of my head, that night I hooked up my little iPhone on stage and was like, let me just tape this set.
Yeah.
And I had seven straight nights. I taped seven nights, and I started listening to it in the airport, LA airport. If you ever go, and I'm sure you've been, there's a Rolling Stone bar that I'm sitting in every 2 weeks because that's as a comic we like come through, and I'm sitting there listening to these sets going, this is good, and there's new stuff and it's funny and there's like some crowd work, and I think my dad's right. God,
this is the album.
This is worth making an album. So out of nowhere, I just did it myself, produced it, the whole thing, put it out.
And what did you
do?
You cut together the seven shows?
There's two main shows that were really like the chunk, the solid. But yeah, that was the beauty of like having no pressure of saying like, hey, I'm doing seven nights. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking I was gonna make an album. I was relaxed, I was riffing. There was two main shows that had two different chunks of material that really became the album. Yeah. But again, no pressure.
Well, it's funny because it's like, and it also, so for any of you like that have never listened to a comedy album, that's the fun of listening to it, is you're like being brought into this, that you're kind of like behind the curtain while this, during this live show. Like
exactly.
I listen on a lot of car trips, I listen to podcasts, but then every now and again I'm like, let's go to a show.
You know,
and you go on, and now it's made easier than ever. It's one touch to go on iTunes and say, okay, I'm going to buy No Sudden Movements.
Yeah.
It's right in front of me. But I'm saying and it's cool because I bought an album recently, a comedy album I bought, Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah.
He has one that like they put out after he passed away.
Yeah.
And it's just like you're saying, it's just from a show.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you hear him going back and forth with the audience a little bit. It's not exactly a perfect manicured thing, that's like the cool part.
That's what I love about this, exactly what I was doing.
Exactly.
And I think that's the coolest thing, because I think there's nothing wrong with having a special. This is my show, this is my album, this is the best of whatever, and I think that's great. And obviously when you're watching a comic, you want to see, show me, give me your A game. But I totally agree with you, man. If you really want to like get into it,
listen,
I even like hearing the fork and the stuff. Like I used to like edit that stuff out. I don't want to hear the fork, I don't want to hear the dishes, I don't want to hear. Now I like that.
It feels like you walked in, you're behind, you're like a fly in the wall.
Exactly.
So all of you go check out the album, No Sudden Movements, top 10 album of 2016, SiriusXM, congratulations.
Thank you.
Of you go buy it on iTunes, No Sudden Movements. We're here with Michael Somerville. Let's get into the emails. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Partying. What a better way to start this.
Right.
The title of I play lacrosse at a tiny school in the South with only 3,000 students that includes the grad school. Because it's an athlete-driven school, hardly anybody goes out other than Saturday nights to avoid the terrible early morning hangovers, punishment runs. There's only one tiny towny bar a couple minutes from campus that everyone crowds into on Saturday night. I try to find new things for guys to do, even plan date functions type nights with some girls' teams, but it's hard to get everybody on board. It usually fizzles out, and then I get told Sunday morning how good of an idea I had. And how we should have done that instead of make the weekly bar trek. The repetition is maddening. What's the move? I know some girls in the med school on campus, and though they are more open to events and planning, they also study a shit ton. Fucking lame. And it can be hard to get them to hang out with my undergrad teammates. Should I try to mix with other schools? There are a couple other small schools in the area, but all 20 to 30 minutes away. Nearest big state school is an hour away. Since all guys on the team are from different places, we don't have many connections to travel to other schools. How can I meet new girls and with the guys and get people to do things besides hit the train track bar? P.S. Bachelor watch party wine night idea from a while ago is pure gold. I did it last season and it got me laid, so I'm going with all I'm going all out with it this year. Hey man, thank you for listening. And also next week, Bachelor is back. I'll be live tweeting, so get involved. JTrain56. What do you think? How does he help his 3,000 student shitty lacrosse school?
But it sounds like he doesn't need to worry about them. Just watch The Bachelor. He's working for him.
There
man.
We go. You got
whatever he's doing.
Do you have any how could this guy get out of his own way?
Well, he's got two issues going on. One, he's like, well, there's nothing to do. But the other issue is, well, no one wants to do anything because no one wants to be hungover because we've got to get up in the morning and run. So I think you got to do stuff that women love. I went to Notre Dame, which everyone thinks is a great, fun place. The truth is, it was actually a tame school when it came to party.
Very tame school. There's only two bars.
That's actually, absolutely true. And it was not. So there was a lot of creative, fun ideas that were like SYR. It's called Screw Your Roommate.
Okay.
And so you would set up once a semester, we would have a night where it was called Screw Your Roommate, and you'd set them up on a date. And the joke was you were going to set them up with someone they wouldn't want to be with. But it was a big central party for whatever, dance or whatever you want to call it. And one of the places on campus. And it became like a funny themed thing.
So wait, so explain it. So you basically just set your roommate on a blind date.
Basically, it's a huge dance / party, but you didn't get to pick your own date. Someone else set you up with a date. So it was called an SYR.
I love that.
Screw your roommate. And not literally. But you're setting someone else up. So everyone's going to this same party.
So it's a date night party, but you don't get to choose your date.
You don't get to choose your date. The other, your roommate chooses or whoever
this
else.
This is a great party.
Isn't it a great thing?
Especially if you have a bunch of single friends.
It's exactly what it became. It was it's funny. It's silly. You have single friends. So I think, and women love that stuff because it's one, the dude's going to go wherever he's going to drink what he drinks. And we're all going to do the same thing. Just put us in a room. But women, man, they get so amped up about that stuff. So you have a lot of very nice, excited women who are like, who am I matched with? Do I want to trade? Do I want this and that? And so
they love the plan. The plan of it all.
90% of it.
Yeah, that's 90% is all about planning.
Yeah.
Everyone says your idea, like this guy, he's like, your idea for last night was great. I don't think he's giving him enough lead time.
That sounds
right. I think that's a big deal. You got to get in front of things. You got to say, okay, listen, the track meet or the lacrosse, we have these 2 days off.
Yes.
You have to look on the horizon. It's like when you're driving. You're supposed to look 7 seconds in front of you or something.
Right.
This guy's looking 2 seconds in front of him.
That's exact. And the beauty of an SYR or a set is you have to plan then. Because it sounds like he's got an idea, but as we all know, ideas like, oh yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah,
and then
the
day of, you're like, we're not doing it. But if you gotta book a room, you gotta book a DJ, you gotta book a thing,
You gotta make it a concerted effort.
It's actually a thing.
And people are driven, especially with a apathetic group of people. They're driven by the person who's like excited.
Exactly.
By the idea.
Exactly.
So if you get pumped, we had a guy in my fraternity, he would just get these ideas and get so fucking pumped up about it. And they were so stupid ideas, but we were like, okay, he's revved up about
we
have to be revved up about it.
We're going
to
do it.
It's so much about your energy that translates into everybody else's energy.
So true. Also, if you have a date, even as a guy, women love the idea of who's my date, what's my date. But guys secretly do it too. I know I love being like, who am I going to get matched with? What's she going to be like? Like guys have, as much as you like to be aloof and cool or whatever, do like, oh, no, I got a date too. I better shower.
Yeah,
I better
look good. I got to get ready for it.
It kind of gets
it. Energizes. Another thing that energizes you. You got to be. You want to impress the person you're with.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
I never did.
Still hoping. I mean, I mean, I've said this on the podcast. I haven't said it for a long time, but my favorite party of college was this thing called the Peanut Social. We did a thing called the Peanut Social. I've mentioned it a bunch of times.
I already like it.
If you're a new listener to the show, what we do is a date night thing. So you'd invite a date, and it was a case race. And you know those pony-sized bottles of beer?
Sure.
So it's like the 7-ounce beer. So every team, so you bring a date.
All right.
You and your teammate would get a case of ponies, 24 7-ounce bottles, and you'd have, and it, the, you know, the normal case race rules applies, except this time we'd get hundreds of pounds of shelled peanuts. So we're all, so we'd set up the tables in a big horseshoe. Everyone would sit on the outside of the horseshoe with their, next to their date. And while they're doing, and it would be ready, set, go. So everyone would be chugging the beers. But while this is happening, people are throwing shelled peanuts at each other.
This is amazing.
So it was a great event. It was a rush
really
event.
Happened.
It was, we did it every semester.
I love it.
And one year, we did it outside. And that was the best year because we unfurled an American flag out the outside. And we did the national anthem, and at the end of the anthem, that was the go. So that was what began the event. So you have, and ever over the course of time, because the shelled peanuts, people get peanuts in their eyes.
Yeah.
So everyone would buy goggles. We'd all have workman's goggles on. Then people start getting dressed up for it. You know, you get like, you know, guy coming in a tux, another guy coming in overalls, but everyone had the goggles on
right.
and glasses to protect their eyes.
Plus, people kneeling for the anthem, they're at a disadvantage.
Yes. Yes. The Kaepernicks couldn't really do well.
Yes.
They got to get up and they're already behind.
They're
so
already losing.
This is a very fair. So a party like that, and I bring it up as an example, and it's an example that I bring up a lot because it just explains if you get out in front of something and you got to sell it. You got to go to your friends and be like, this is the idea that gets us on the fucking map.
Right.
This is what gets us laid. And you can't come into your buddies and be like, yo, what if we did? No, you got to go, I am getting 100 pounds of peanuts today.
Right. Yeah.
And we are throwing these at each other's faces and at women.
And that's, it's, and I don't know if I'd word it that way, but yeah, it's a great thing.
Don't write that down. Don't quote me. But,
I think you're exactly right. And when you, as you're speaking, I'm thinking now of Halloween. And think about that. What a regular traditional thing. But Halloween gets people excited. Yep. They dress up. They do it. There's no question. Oh, we're going. We're going to do the thing. It's Halloween.
Yes.
And so that's exactly what we're suggesting.
Parties are all about the planet.
Create
all
something.
All about it. You create something. And it's like, and the only other issue this guy has is numbers.
Yeah.
But you can start small.
Yeah.
You don't have to go big peanut social event. You could do an event where we would do a thing where we did, we would do a thing called $5 frenzies. So it was like 10 of us in a room. We'd lock the door, we'd throw $5 down, and it, all that money would go to weed. And then we just, whatever that money could get us, we'd buy, and we were like, we're going to smoke it all in one night.
Okay, that's a little less constructive.
A little less constructive, but you bring chicks in that situation, and you're like, hey, we're going to do a $5 frenzy, and they're like, what's that? I'm just saying, this is an easy fix to his problem.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, that makes your Wednesday night a little bit more fun. It also doesn't make you as hungover if it's with weed. You know, I'm not encouraging you to smoke weed, but I'm saying.
No, exactly. And he's got the sports thing going.
Yeah.
I would still like to point out that he, because of you, got
laid. He did get laid.
Sex because of you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome, buddy. Yeah, the Bachelor Watch Party. What was that? I don't write these ideas down, which I probably should.
Dude, I
think I just said that they should have a watch party with like wine and champagne and watch The Bachelor together.
I've never watched The Bachelor until you.
Until me.
You're the reason I never stop on the show. And all because of you, I like watch it now.
Well, the best part about it, and The Bachelor's coming up, and we're going to be having a special a preview episode.
Yeah, you're going to do a bonus.
A bonus
out Friday,
come
right?
out Friday, a Bachelor bonus preview episode where we're going to go through all the contestants this year and just talk about them based on their picture
brilliant.
In one-line bio. So get ready for that on Friday. But
yeah, can't wait.
The best part about The Bachelor is that when you watch with a bunch of girls, it becomes the conversation is all about dating.
Yeah.
And you are the expert because girls sit there and they're like, well, what does a guy think?
What's a guy thinking? You
yeah.
are the pro. That's
You're
a great
the pro.
Point.
So it's a great, especially if you watch it with a group of women, they're like, would you do that?
Yeah.
Would you like that dress? Would you be into the girl who cried after getting
absolutely.
Dumped on after meeting for 20 minutes? You know,
and
like,
if you're a half decent looking guy, you are, I mean, you're also like some, you're in the room. So,
yeah.
See, he's, the seven women. I did this guy. I'm happy for him. I don't think he he's going to need issues.
He'll be okay.
He's fine.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Michael Somerville. Go buy his album on iTunes, No Sudden Movements. Top 10 via Sirius XM for 2016. That's fucking amazing. Just want to be cuddled. Love the podcast. I've turned friends into it. So I'm in a situation where this girl has me all turned around. Some background. I met her sophomore year and immediately wanted her, but had a girlfriend and didn't want to cheat. Ever since then, she became my white whale, the one girl I was trying to get with. I like that he explains white whale as if that's not in the common vernacular at this point. This last spring, I finally became friends with her. Uh-oh. And after a while, we became fuck buddies. Eventually, I asked her to be my girlfriend, but she turned me down saying she didn't want labels. As shitty as that was, I moved on and we both did our own things and never saw her talk to each other. I thought nothing of it until she recently contacted me apologizing for the way she handled things, asking to be friends. I agreed since those feelings are gone and she was a genuine friend before her falling out. Fast forward to now, everything's cool, but I keep getting the feeling she may want to hook up again. I'm not sure if it's my ego. I'd have to make the first move since she's not really into one to do so, but I don't want to make her uncomfortable thinking I've caught feelings again. We've already planned to hang out at our dream concert months from now and still will be each other's lives. So my question is, how do I approach this? Any advice would be appreciated. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, a black listener.
Oh, great.
Thank you. I wish everyone would do that. Now I know how to answer this question. What do you think about this situation?
I'm not impressed. Leave it alone, man. They're not vague or subtle. If they want you or they're interested or they want to be part of something, you're going to know. And if there's an opportunity to lock it down, they're going to be there. So I'm not impressed. It sounds to me like she's not into it. I would lay low if I was
move
her.
On. And especially the thing about the friends that hooked up, then didn't become friends, then left each other's lives completely,
right.
Then finally found each other to each other's lives. I just don't buy the friendship.
I agree.
You know, like I think what you guys are doing is you're kind of using each other for both of your egos.
I completely agree with you.
You know what I mean? Like, why keep her around, you know, to go to this concert? Why is she coming back to you feeling bad? I'm sure there's just something. I think, you know, if she liked you, feelings can change. But if she liked you at the time, she'd be like, she wouldn't have said, I don't want labels.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And then if also... If she felt you were friends, it wouldn't have just disappeared right after that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So
no,
like
something's weird with her. I think she's got a secret family or she's like in the CIA.
Yeah. That's
something weird.
I don't know. I've had this situation before and it's selfish from both sides because she's right now. I mean, the concert to me says it all. You're going with her to her dream concert.
In a few months.
So basically what she's saying is that she just needs a warm body to go to the concert with.
Right.
She wants to make sure that she has someone to go with.
Right.
Someone that likes her or has shown her attention in the past.
Exactly.
And you're the guy to do it. And I know
how the night's going to go with you, and I love the idea of going to a great concert with a good person.
Yes.
Which is fair and valid.
Well, it's kind of the way, I don't know if this relates. With my friends, everyone's getting older. Okay, and so
I think with not just your friends.
Is everyone friends doing that?
Everyone's friends are.
Do you guys age? Do you guys spin around the sun?
It's weird. The Jersey Shore, we go backwards.
You go backwards,
actually, in some ways, yes.
That might be more true than we want to admit. But what's happening now is we're doing a big trip. Okay, my buddies and I.
Yeah.
In February, we're going to Vegas for the Oscars.
Oh.
And we're gonna bet on the Oscars in tuxes. And that's a fun trip. So we're all going to be in a tux. We're all going to go bet on all the Oscars, all the events.
Real quickly, last letter, by the way. Guy looking for something to do.
This is old... If you got some extra shekels,
just
do this trip.
Not go to Vegas, but dress up for the Oscars.
Oh, dress up for the Oscars,
girls,
yeah.
Get some cheese and crackers. This, girls going
to
love it.
This is a great idea.
Didn't mean
idea.
To interrupt
but
you.
No, but that's a great idea. And yeah, you can do this at home. Doesn't have to be in Vegas. But my buddy is a big Oscars guy. So he bets on... he puts picks in every year.
And you can gamble on it?
And you can gamble at the MGM. So we're going. We have a table set up.
I love it.
We're all going to sit, drink champagne with cherries in them, or strawberries in them.
I love it.
Just 10 straight males drinking champagne, betting on the Oscars.
So
we're going to do it. But that idea is a little bit of an outrageous thing for 31-year-old men to do. I can understand why somebody, because what's happening.
That's why it's awesome.
That's why it's awesome. But when what's happening, though, is the email went out, hey, we're all going to Vegas. We're going to do this trip. And I promise, listeners, this relates to this guy's fucking problem. But we're going, and one person writes back, well, why don't we go to Scottsdale first and go golfing, then go to Vegas and we'll do your thing? And I was like, and I wrote back, I was like, that's a separate email. We are doing this Vegas trip.
We're going to Vegas, where there are lots of golf courses, by the way.
There's golf courses in Vegas, too. But don't go astray.
Don't, yeah.
And I got a little angry about it, because I'm like, what the fuck, man? You can do that trip. I'm not stopping you.
Yeah.
But
your friends must hate that you have nothing to do during the day.
But think about this. Yeah. They've taken me off many emails. Yeah. So, and I've thought about this a lot. And I think as you get older, and a lot for this, what this girl's doing, is you want to make sure that you're not disappointed by your free time. So when you're older and you have babies and kids and wives, you only have so many trips with your friends a year. So what happens is you do like the medium shit, like the things that you can at least go home saying, I played golf, I drank a beer, I was in the sun. At least I got those in.
Right, check.
Other than, yeah, we tried to do this fucking bet on the Oscars tux bullshit and it didn't work. It sounds like a good idea, but you have, especially as you have one, when you're, free time gets less and less.
Yep.
Now you start making, you want to make sure that shit's going to be okay. So I see the other side where my friend's like, I got to make sure that this trip isn't fucking playtime.
Right.
I got to have my playtime be serious playtime.
Right. I just got to make sure.
Yeah. I can't go to Fantasyland for my one trip away from my baby.
Absolutely. Especially if there's a wife or something involved. Yeah.
I mean, that's.
So telling your wife, what are you going to do? We're going to golf versus.
Yeah. We're going to go to Vegas. And why are you bringing your tux? Well, this is a part of Freed's plan.
Who are you?
What? And then, so I get, isn't Jared single still? Yeah, he's single. You know, like, all the questions. So I understand where this girl is coming from, where she's like, I got this concert. I got to make sure I got a warm body that likes me there.
That's exactly.
So I'm going to bring this guy. I'm going to make sure this is a 7.
Right.
That might, but if you're shooting for 7s, you're never going to get a 10. So that's to bounce back and forth from my story to this guy's story. My story is, that trip to Vegas to go watch the Oscars in Texas is a great idea that could be a 10. It could also be a 1.
Absolutely.
My buddy's trip, where it's like, this is also the most hilarious. This shows how many issues I have in my life. Is do we go to Vegas or Scottsdale? but my buddy's trip, that's a 7 no matter what.
Yeah.
You're with your friends, you're solid, playing golf, it's going to be a solid trip.
Checked off the
but
list.
But that ain't going to be a 10.
No.
So I'm saying with all of you out there, and this can happen in a lot of things, person you're dating, the person that you're getting fixed up with, the job that you're going for. If you shoot for that one set, that 7, which is okay to do, there's very little chance for it to go up. You know,
absolutely,
your odds of it going to a 10 are very slim. But if you shoot for that 10 time, if you're like, oh, I want to get with that girl that's so cool and so much fun, and she's the 10, you know, you could be with your hand by the end of the night, but you could be with the 10.
But and in fairness to like your buddy married with a kid, he's never going to have a 10. 7's his best.
That's great, Jared, too.
Can have a 10.
But I can also have a 0.
Yes.
He can't afford a 0.
We've done both.
Yes. been with all the numbers. But that, you know, so that is a long-winded way of saying, like, it's okay to shoot for that, but know what you're going for. Know that you're doing a little bit of a settlement.
And for this guy in this particular situation, exactly, know who you are, know what you are to this woman. Because I understand her sentiment. If I was going to the concert of a lifetime or whatever it may be in your experience, a trip of a lifetime, a wedding even, that you just, your best friend, you know you want that to be a safe, fun, like you say, just a solid, we're going to guarantee our 7 here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bring a new date
to your dream concert.
Right.
I get that.
Let me control this.
Yeah, but there's times for it and there's times against
it. Exactly.
And also it's realizing, I'm just a body here.
Exactly.
You know, like I'm not something special. So
now if he was white, what advice would we be giving?
Okay, let's go back to my story. let me refresh. You're gonna you're gonna need a lot of North Face gear if you're white and you have this story. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Michael Somerville at Somerville Puns on Twitter, at Michael Somerville on Instagram. No Sudden Movement is the album. Go check it out. Top 10 for SiriusXM. Dearest J Metro, I'll feather your nuts for just a second because it's Hanukkah and you deserve it. Thank you. As always, the podcast is fire. Your advice has helped me in the past. Anyways, I'm in a situation where I could use your advice. I pretty much stick to your rule of thumb of not bringing a date to a wedding or event unless it's your they're your boyfriend, but I'm wondering what to do in this situation. So this is a lady writing in. Chick email. Hold on. As an aside, did we do something to the music for the podcast?
Yes, I used a different, there's a different part of the intro that I never used for whatever reason. People really liked it.
People love it.
Go from the main to the news part.
Yeah, I just wanted to, there's been a whisper
of feedback on the
new music, but I like it too. I work with only about four other women and my boss is taking us out to a nice fancy dinner for the holidays. All the other women have boyfriends or husbands. She said, I could bring a guy if I'm dating anyone. I've recently started seeing a guy where I'm sure, who I'm sure would want to come, but I don't know. If it's a little too soon, even though we have had a bunch of plans coming up, and he 100% treats me like I'm his girlfriend. What I don't want is awkward questions between my coworkers about whether he's my boyfriend or not. But I also don't want to be the only person going to this small dinner without a significant other. Your wise words would be so much appreciated, whether it makes it the podcast or not. Happy New Year. What do we think?
Wow.
This is a funny situation because, especially from the female side of things, I love that the cattiness of the other female coworker being like her quote, because she puts it in quotes. You could bring a guy if you're dating anyone. Like, how shitty is that to say to somebody? If you're dating someone,
you're capable.
Yeah. If you've been deemed beautiful by another human. What do you think? She brings someone or not?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Well, this is tough, too, because the idea of labels in 2016 is very tough for girls to get through. I mean, I talked about it in a couple episodes, just the idea over the holidays of girls posting pictures on Instagram with their boyfriends. Right. And then instead of like, hey, it's my boy, you know, I love my boyfriend, it just says, this guy.
This guy? I think I was thumbs up in that stuff because I did something similar.
Yeah.
Where it was like these people are at the holidays and you're like, you know it's over in 2 months. Like,
yes.
You just know. And I'm like, I can't thumbs up that picture because I know you don't like them.
Yeah, you just want the like. You just came on the Instagram to show everyone you got something, you're doing okay.
Exactly. Everyone, Thanksgiving, everyone loves everyone. What if we go female empowering on this one and say like, hey, who gives, like, you just do you.
If
there's someone you like and you want to bring to a dinner, you bring them because you can join. You can say, hey, it's my friend John, or you can go alone. Why don't we go female empowering on this one and be like, yeah, screw it. I'm not interested in your opinions.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, this goes back to a lot of advice that I've given here in the past. Drive the boat. If you want to be in a relationship, drive to Relationship Island. Don't ask, hey, what island do you want to go to? Yeah. Do you guys want to go to Relationship Island, or do you want to go to like some, we can go anywhere. Yeah. You know, like, no, the captain's got to drive you to Relationship Island.
That's exactly.
So what you're doing, she seems to like this guy.
Yeah.
She seems to like him enough to want him at the dinner.
Right.
So invite him to the fucking dinner.
Yeah.
You know, and say to him, hey, it's and what you do is you call out the awkward.
Nice.
Hey, it's a really small company. I know it's going to be a little weird, but listen, it's going to be a beautiful dinner. It's going to be really nice. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Everyone's bringing boyfriends and girlfriends and wives and whatever, but I figured it's going to be fun, and plus it's a free fun dinner.
Free fun dinner.
Yeah, don't sell it as, will you be my date for the winter dinner at thy work event. You know, like, don't put
speaking
it on
in old English. Yeah, don't. Almost never a good
not
idea.
Not a good idea. But, you know, dress it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a work dinner for the holidays. Everyone's bringing somebody.
Right.
I'd love for you to come. It's going to be fun. We'll get drunk and we'll go out from there and we'll be all dressed up.
Right.
Well, that's a cool night.
Wouldn't like doing that.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Well, the girls are all into this. I don't want them getting scared away, okay?
Uh-huh.
We're not fucking frightened all the time. I don't know where... I all my friends want a girl to squirt on them. We're not scared of that.
Are we on the same letter?
Yeah. I'm saying the idea of getting squirted on by a girl doesn't scare us away, but oh, boyfriend, woo, and run away. You know, like, what do you think? Like, we're all like, you know, what is it? Wilting violets? What is that? What it is? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's close enough. I think.
It's close enough. This, I feel like I get every saying wrong on this show.
There's a slight difference between slight squirting and boyfriend.
Slight. Just, slight. I'll give you slight. But yeah. I'm saying, you know, you drive to the island, yeah, and he will jump off the boat or not.
Yeah, exactly. He can say yes. He can say no. If you think he'd be good company, if you think he'd fit in, by the way, because you're talking about work, so you want to make sure someone's going to like fit in and not get drunk and jump on the table, whatever.
And also, you're looking for the guy or girl that fits your life.
Absolutely.
So to say, like all of these this question is more, how's it going to fit in? A lot of dating questions are like, how do I fit in this person's life? No. You're you. You're what you are. You are okay.
And to the guys out there listening, that is your job on a night like that. You go and you fit
own
in.
It.
You,
or don't go at all.
Or don't go, exactly. Yeah. But your job is to go and be her date.
Totally. So, yeah. And own it and be, you're the piece of jewelry for
absolutely
everyone to look at, new one eye.
Shower,
you know?
Shower.
Yeah. So like, but I'm saying is for her, this answers all her questions about how the relationship's going.
I agree.
It's really a barometer. And, you know, you can be afraid to look at what the temperature is, or you can fucking make sure you put on a jacket, you know? Man. And it's like, now,
one of those expensive Canadian
jackets. Yeah, Canadian goose feathers that Mansamp walked in on. I didn't know. Man, this podcast must be making some money. Sure. Mansamp walked in with a...
Can't talk about it, but
a $2 million jacket.
He's got a lovely lady.
No, but I think she asked him.
Clearly likes him.
But only if you like it. If you like this guy enough and that you thought, oh, yeah, I should probably bring him.
Absolutely.
Bring him. Bring and him. If he says no, has an excuse, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not getting his dick sucked this week.
Well, he might be, just not by
J Train Podcast at gmail.com. JTrain Podcast at gmail.com. Here with Michael Somerville. We're gonna do one more. You're the best. You're killing it.
Man, I love being here.
The best. I'll give you the choice because we're gonna go with guests like yourself, we go straight into the mailbag.
All right.
Because we
have nothing to talk
we
about.
We go blind. Think I'm getting slow faded, keeping hometown fling after winter break, planning the New Year's Eve hookup. J Train Pillow Talk, Tinder Game Week. What do you like?
The New Year's Eve sounds intriguing.
We've done some party ones.
So we can do...
This fits into the theme, I think.
Okay.
I like this.
Or Tinder, yeah.
Right, let's do the New Year's Eve, get a little lead time on the holiday.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Timely.
I love New Year's Eve. I people talk shit on it in our business just because we deal with like... But I just love, you know what I've been thinking a lot about? I love New York City holiday time.
The best.
Isn't it the best?
Absolute best, absolutely.
And you know what I was talking about last night with another comic, and I was saying, if you do get a chance to come to New York City, come during Christmas time.
Absolutely.
It is so cool, and also, everyone's an animal. Like, the drinking level during this time of year in this city, it's kind of, you ever watch the movie Trading Places?
Sure.
Of course, right?
Sure.
Trading Places shows New York City during Christmas time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool to see that it hasn't changed much.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, the gun goes off at Halloween. That's a soft start.
Yeah.
But then Thanksgiving is the real, like, here we go. Swoop through Christmas the city
and
New
brisk,
Year's.
It's just really a nice time to be in New York.
Christmas lights everywhere. The whole day. I love it.
And the partying. People are out. I've seen more puke on the ground in the last week.
Right?
It's a lot
of
puke.
I saw a woman last night stop her Uber, get out, and just throw up and get back in the Uber. Literally.
What?
Stop the
that's
Uber.
A five-star passenger.
That's a
oh, shit.
I was like that, and she was attractive, like dressed up the whole thing, just stopped, got
what a,
and got right back in the
that's
car.
Like a, that's like a prize fighter of partiers for her to just be like, hold on.
The old puking puking
all right,
rally.
Let's go. Back to the party.
It's the old puking rally. God bless him.
What's going on, Jared? Longtime listener, fan, and pumped to see how far you and Chris have come. Best wishes going into the new year. First time writing in, and I apologize for the lengthy email, but straight to the point. Heading home for the holidays and spending New Year's with family and friends. I told my friend to invite her girlfriend from college to our New Year's Eve weekend festivities at her house. I hooked up with the girlfriend back in September, but didn't close. Okay, so they made out or something. She said she would, and her girlfriend is now coming. My friend's family and her girlfriend are all staying in the same house, but I'll be staying in my buddy's place, who's literally 30 yards next door, so I can have my own room slash bed. I'm sort of into this girl. Oh, really? I'm sort of into this girl? He's planning a whole... He's literally getting... The whole email is him planning an extraction.
Yeah. Well, this is like
from this slumber party.
Holiday shenanigans he's got going on here. Yeah, he's into her.
I think he's sort of into her.
Pretty much into her.
And I believe the feeling is mutual. Therefore, I'd like to try and seal the deal over the holiday weekend. I live, work in Boston. She's... in NYC, so I'm not trying to wife her. Just have a fun intoxicated couple days. I plan on playing it cool, and whatever happens, happens. But I wanted your professional, he puts in quotes, input. Thank you, buddy. Keep it up. Big things to come. Hey, man, I appreciate the email. Really appreciate it. What do you think? I hear his problem.
I'm confused. Yeah, what's he trying to do?
So basically, his friend is having her friend come to this party.
Okay.
And they've made out in the past. So he wants to make it happen again.
All right. 30 yards down.
I think the biggest issue is that there's a lot of old peeps at this party.
Okay.
And it's tough to be like, hey, you want to go fuck next door in the empty house?
Right.
Excuse me, Nana. We're trying to leave the house.
We're trying to. Yeah.
Where'd Johnny and Jessica go?
Yeah.
And where I think are my they teeth? Went 30 years. Yeah. They went 30 yards down the road. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
That's the real issue.
In my day, that's what we called it. Yeah. 30 days.
The real issue with this problem is everyone will know you guys are hooking up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. So does it have to be the night of then? Does it have to happen that they're coming just together for the day?
I think it's a New Year's Eve party, and okay. Here's the problem with New Year's Eve, and this is in this email. Everyone is trying to hit a bullseye.
That's exactly right.
Everyone wants their 10.
Yeah, no zeros, no sevens.
And that's why people are a lot of zeros that night.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
people get that's why people talk shit on New Year's Eve is they expect the world. And they don't get it a lot of times.
So much pressure to make it
perfect. So much pressure. And you feel it. I did shows last New Year's Eve at two places.
Right.
Okay. One was a club show that cost money.
Yeah.
And the other was a bar show that was free.
Jesus.
The club show that cost money, the crowd was tense.
Yeah.
They weren't into the night.
Yeah.
You know, they were so, you could feel how important it was that this did well.
And they paid a lot, I bet, to be there.
And they paid a lot, and they had, you know, the champagne on the table, champagne, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they were tense because you could tell, they're like, just please be a fucking good show.
Right, right.
I paid money, I got dressed up, fucking shit.
Right.
You go to the bar show, where it costs $0, and it was like being in the hull of the Titanic. Right? Everyone just doing an Irish jig.
Rip roaring.
Having a great, because you know what? They felt like they found the best deal for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That, you know, they felt like they had won the night.
That's exactly right.
So, for this guy, I think you got to haul in the Titanic it a little bit.
You got to haul the Titanic.
Yeah, just be, you know, go have fun. Let the night come to you.
Take the pressure off yourself. Don't try to expect or do anything.
Don't go to hook up. I would masturbate before.
Yeah.
And get that fucking idiot juice out of your head.
Not. Yeah.
And during.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do it right. You know, in the parents' bedroom upstairs. And you know. But I'm saying, like, get out of your head.
Exactly.
That's a hookup night. This is a fun night.
Exactly. And in turn, you will look 1,000 times better. You'll be more interesting, fun. She'll come to you if it's the right thing. Because exactly, yeah. You
totally.
Just, yeah, all of a sudden, like, oh, he's just a fun dude.
Oh, he's having a great time.
Dance with an old lady.
Yes.
That's a move at a wedding, right?
Kills it.
I mean, come on.
So dance with the mom.
Yeah.
Play Scrabble. Don't.
Right.
Because what's going to happen if
he's... Be that guy.
Be that guy. Yeah. And you can do it behind the, you know, the anonymity of this house party.
Absolutely.
You know, so like, it's for anyone though, New Year's, just your only point of the night is fun.
Exactly.
Hookups will happen,
right,
because you're having fun.
Right.
You know, hookups
despite
don't make
your
the
efforts,
night fun.
They will,
you know,
happen.
Yes,
yes,
totally. So I think for, you know, with this guy, it's gonna go well.
Yeah.
And I would even show up with booze, with a gift.
Absolutely.
Flowers for the mom. Really fucking Eddie
Do
Haskell this shit.
That's
an old reference for some of the listeners. But,
I,
you know,
agree, though.
Michael Somerville, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. So fantastic. All of you right now, go on iTunes and buy the album, okay? It's called No Sudden Movements. It was SiriusXM named it one of their top 10 albums of 2016. Which, fuck, congratulations.
Yeah, thank
you. So great.
Thank
and you can follow him on Twitter, at Somerville Puns on Twitter, at Michael Somerville on Instagram. We will be right back with Hypotheticals in the News. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, welcome back. Mike, man, fucking great.
Right?
Always good to see you.
Oh, man. Either one of us in the room is exciting.
Yes.
Both of us,
I mean, this
special.
Is, you're welcome. You're welcome, listeners. And we're going to bring a third one in. Man, Sam, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. I'm just honored to be a part of this.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You can
yeah.
smell it.
At Man Samp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Let's do some hypotheticals. I had one that I wanted to get into. Let's do this one. Would you rather? Oh, okay. This is one I thought of last night. I was talking about it last night. This is right off the top of my head, okay? Because I was talking with someone last night. This is hypothetical. You can transport anywhere in the world, okay? Just you close your eyes, open them. You're anywhere. You're in Hawaii, okay? Yeah. In the blink of an eye. But every time you transport, you lose an inch of height.
Oh, wow.
How many times do you use it, and where do you go?
Wow. Three is the answer.
Three.
Right off the top of my head.
See, this is, tall people would rule the world if this was the case.
Yeah.
Because you got slack to give.
Right.
Wow.
Right? But think about that. Like, I'm 5'8", okay?
Oh, yeah. So you're not going a lot of places.
I can't go a lot of places.
I'm 6'1", so I can.
You can travel.
I can bounce around.
But I'm five. I say five. You know, and this is the secret. I'll give some advice on the podcast. 5'8½", really.
Okay.
But I never say 5'8½". Always 5'8", because everyone always goes, "Oh, you're tall, 5'8". Never thought of you a 5'8". Always. This is like a life motto of mine. And right. Also, when you say and a half, you just sound
it's
like you're
desperate.
Trying a little too hard. It's desperate.
Yeah, you're like a child,
like a
4-year-old,
four and a half. Yeah,
yeah,
4¾".
3/4.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's something that's helped my life.
Right.
So, listeners, that's a free one. Now tell a friend about this podcast.
Right.
What do you guys? How many times do you travel?
Do you get the return trip? Yeah.
No.
Oh, you're just there.
One
so
way.
You got to burn another inch. To
oh,
get home.
Wow. So
you want
to
come
back
home
to where you started?
Wow.
That's another inch.
You want to come home? You got to fucking take off that inch.
Wow.
You got to go far away. I mean, because I was thinking, I love Vegas. Like, you
yeah, but you can
about.
Do a flight to Vegas.
Yeah, you can fly to Vegas.
You
so
lose an inch of height for Vegas.
I go to like, you know, Egypt or Thailand or something,
yeah.
You know, a pain in the ass type of flight.
But we're talking, I thought we were talking time periods. Are we just talking traveling?
Just travel.
Why do I have to get shorter to travel? I can do that now.
I'm just saying, well, yeah, no flight. I'm just saying.
Oh, so you're saying there's no.
You just close your eyes, you open them, you're in Hawaii. Close your eyes, you open them.
Oh, current day.
Current day.
Sure,
oh,
yeah.
I thought we were changing time zone.
No.
Or time,
no.
Time.
You can do, you could switch it to time travel. I would do it one time to Australia.
I wouldn't do it ever. Why would you
Never?
Get shorter? Get on a plane. You'll be in Australia in 12 hours. What's the problem?
This is coming from the guy who goes to Hawaii every month. He's like, I do this flight every month.
But I mean, what? You're literally going to get an inch shorter?
Okay,
especially
so,
you, 5'8
yeah.
and a half. Jesus.
Love how concerned.
Yeah. Would you at least take a real flight home so you don't have to
yeah.
get a
shorter?
No, I'm doing it twice. If I'm going somewhere, I'm just going to do it twice.
Why
twice
in your
would
life.
You ever do this?
I'm not
going to
fly back.
Like, fuck that. Doesn't hit... You would never do it.
Why would you do it?
Okay, how about time travel?
Now we're talking.
Okay, time
so
travel.
You can go back in a certain time period or
okay,
even
so,
ahead. Imagine going ahead.
So how many times would you use it?
Three.
Three.
One,
they're
two,
back.
Oh, no, I got to get back eventually.
Or you stay in that time. You could just repeat.
Well, that's true. Do I have? Oh, that's the other question. Do you have to say in advance how many you're going to do, or can you just do it on the
fly?
No,
you can do it on the fly.
Then yeah, I think three, no more than four. So you get back if you want, but also you don't know what's going to happen when you get there. So if you get to some crazy time period, you might get killed, right?
Yeah, I mean, life just starts.
Oh, wow. I just am still angry that you guys would do it in current current day.
I would do
to
it.
To go to Vegas.
Vegas. No, I wouldn't, but
five-hour flight.
I know.
Would you rather be able to extend your tongue by twice the length during conolingus or extend your dick by 25% during intercourse?
Wow. You guys really do groundbreaking issues.
Yeah, this is, you know, listen. You come here for your political talk?
Well, now this
is dick extending talk.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one because it's really all about her pleasure in both cases.
Both cases.
So you're not sure which one is doing it for her? Can we ask a woman what they'd prefer?
I think you ask a woman every time, right? Isn't there a point where it's like, is this going? I hooked up with a girl once.
What?
One time my whole life. I hooked up with a girl once.
People listening don't get to see it, but he touches his brow and he's like, I fucking hooked up with this chick.
There's one chick. Yeah. And I went down on her and there was just and I thought I was doing a good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just tell the ladies, give feedback.
Give us some feedback. For
that's the only reason,
God.
That's the only thing we get out of it.
Right. And we really want it.
Want it.
Yeah.
And
there's a handful of knuckleheads, dudes who are like, no, I know what I'm doing. No, but most guys, like, we want to know.
And we're listening like a sonar. You know, like we were listening for your O's, like, oh, you know, like,
for that. Mm.
Yeah, we want to hear you enjoying it.
Yes.
And so we know to keep doing the thing that you're enjoying.
Exactly.
This one girl, no noise at all during the whole thing. And then, but I knew it was going well. I know that sounds like a lie because those don't make sense together.
No, but sometimes you sense.
But I sense it. And then I'm pulled up, you know, she relieves me.
Okay.
You're done, kid.
Yeah, let's go.
And then I go up and I'm like, and I start talking and she's like, shh, I just need to come down from this.
Wow.
And I'm not saying it to brag, but I was like, oh, was it okay? Like what? And she was like, yeah, just, it was fine. Like, and I was like, give me more than that.
You got to.
Right?
You got to.
I was so frustrated.
And for their sake, because we won't be as anxious to go back. We won't know. Yeah. I mean, it actually benefits them. If, like, let us know.
But I'm sitting here and, like, now I'm in my head. I'm like, man, is she telling her friends that that fucking sucked? Like, I mean,
right.
Like, at least if it sucked, if it's like, you can give an honest review,
absolutely.
I think, in that situation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You have to.
It's very weird.
So what did she... Yeah, come down from what exactly?
Yeah.
What are you...
Yeah, like what...
How did it come down
This is just a vague review.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very... Yeah,
yeah, it was just very weird.
That's
but,
like one of those Yelp things. You're like, I don't know if I should eat at this restaurant. Yeah.
That being said, I'd extend my tongue by twice the length.
And is it happening only... I'm getting way
only
too
only during conolingus.
Only during it, and then it goes back to normal?
Goes back to normal.
Okay. I know I'm asking a lot of specific questions on a ridiculous topic. Yeah, I'm gonna go tongue.
I'm gonna go tongue.
Yeah,
just because I want,
well, right?
I want the party trick.
Well,
element
and
of it.
I just learned that you actually hooked up with a girl. So I want to. If you're
one
doing
time.
It that way, then I'm gonna do whatever you do.
Because yeah.
You're doing something
doing
right
something
out
right.
there.
I get it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll go with the tongue. I mean, that makes sense to go with that. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather? Actually, let's do some news.
I can't believe this is our job.
You already did it.
Would you rather have the ability to turn on and off any light by clapping or charge your phone with laughter?
Oh. Again, what? One of them is
how
real.
Weird would that look if you just like, ha 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 ha. Yeah, I'm just charging my phone. Ha 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 ha. Like, does it have to be real laughter?
No, I don't think so. I think you could just... Well, I mean, in your life...
You'd look insane.
Your phone would always be charged.
Yeah, always
right?
charged.
The king of comedy.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at these because I can't... Well, the clapper exists, so you can do
no,
lights,
but,
right?
No, but like if I walked in here, I was just like...
Oh, okay.
And then, like any light.
Doing it like Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
The phone charging, absolutely, just because...
Yeah.
That's become... My phone is as important as my dick at this point.
Right. Maybe more important.
More important.
Yeah.
Your dick isn't going to help you get home.
No.
No.
If anything, it's going to hurt my chances of getting home.
Right. Yeah. And especially if you're shorter by traveling.
Especially if I'm 5'6" and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'm putting the half on if I do my trips.
I'm going with the phone, and I think you know what? These are, and I'm not good at these because I want way too.
You get heady.
I want information. I want more details.
Just laughing to the phone, it charges.
My phone would be jacked all day because I laugh all the time.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And if I was with you, our phones would be.
And you know what? Everyone listening to this podcast would have a charged phone right now.
They would have a heck, sure. Yeah.
From all the laughing they've been
all
doing.
All the chuckling. Guffaws.
Let's do some news.
So 75% of ISIS fighters, right? So we're going from laughing at our phone to charge it to ISIS fighters. 75% of them have been killed over the last, whatever, like year or so that we've been hitting them with airstrikes. So that's good news, okay. I feel like.
Right? We're killing ISIS.
All right. Yeah.
We're jacking up ISIS.
Yeah.
All right.
Good for us. I mean, I'm in this whole thing where I think that there's just less of these evil people than we are told.
Oh, there's always been. Yeah, but I'm just saying, a very small amount of people.
I was thinking about it. Like, I was like, I don't think there's as much ISIS as I want to believe.
Why do you want to believe there's more ISIS?
It's more comforting to have enemies out there that I know that there's like I need the Cobra Kai in my life, you know, to feel better about shit. I was thinking about this the other day. Like I read an article about saying you can say Merry Christmas now because
Trump is president.
It's like so ridiculous.
Yeah,
but I've never heard of someone getting. I've heard of people saying it's Happy Holidays. My whole life,
really?
No, but I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
you're Jewish.
The idea of the PC police make sure you say. But I've never heard someone complain about getting wished Happy Merry Christmas.
Right? No, it's a.
Did I just talk about this on the last podcast?
No, I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe when I was leaving, I thought. But I just. I've never met that person. And wouldn't you think they'd be talking to me? I'm on the side where I should be anti-Merry Christmas.
Right.
So wouldn't a person that would complain about that think that I was an ally, which I am not.
Right.
I enjoy a Merry Christmas just as much as the next guy.
Right.
Probably less.
Right.
But I've never met a person who cared about Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas. And I just think we've invented...
Yeah, of course.
These evil people that are just easy to hate.
Yeah, but I think it's most things, though, it's just happened around us. So, like, I know my hometown used to have a big Merry Christmas thing on the lawn, and then years ago it changed to Happy Holidays because it was insensitive. So now all of us are like, oh, shoot, are we not supposed to...
Well, here's the thing. Do you think someone complained about that, or do you think they changed it just to avert a complainer?
I don't know in that specific case, but I think probably it's like that general, like, oh my God, we have to be nice to everyone.
Yeah.
We have to include
but
everyone.
But how is that not nice?
Right. I agree.
So this is my point, though. I'm saying your town where it switched from Merry Christmas to Happy Holidays,
yeah.
I don't think someone complained about it.
Probably not.
I think what happened was they're like, we've heard of people complaining about
it. Exactly.
But we've all been hearing of one asshole.
Right.
There's
one dude out there.
Well, there's only one
probably an ISIS.
Why? Yeah. And they're the Christmas ISIS to me. I'm just saying that, and it's kind of just on the topic of like, we've created these straw men enemies.
I agree.
Yeah. And it's like,
this is a Fox. I mean, this war on Christmas, this is a Fox News thing where it's like they're
just trying
to like a Christian audience.
But they're
trying
to rally their troops. Behind in a war that doesn't exist.
Of course. Well, every fucking sitcom ever has a Christmas episode. There's a Christmas tree. It's like they're doing it.
But also, I just have never met that Jew. I've never been at one of our meetings at the bank where we decide what goes on TV and had someone stand up and be like, I hate someone said Merry Christmas. No, I've never met that person.
And interestingly, I 8 years of Catholic school.
Yeah.
I would love if someone wished me a happy Hanukkah.
Really?
Never thought about that. But if someone said happy Hanukkah to me, I would say, oh, happy Hanukkah to you. That's a one. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I'm not Jewish, but
I'll take it.
Yeah, I love it.
I'll take a Merry Christmas.
Oh, right. Sure. I never, you know, to flip it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Why not?
It's just noise. It's like, you know what they mean. They're like, hey, this thing is going to be happening
but
soon.
I'm saying,
it's a nice time.
Enjoy it. I just don't think that person even is out there.
No, you're right.
Which is insane.
That you
said
to the ladies, hey, this thing's going to be happening soon. So, enjoy it.
Enjoy it, ladies.
We got. I think that's it.
We did it.
That's our show. We did it. Man Samp, thank you for bringing the news, doing the hypothetical.
Thanks, man.
At Man Samp on Twitter, Instagram, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday on here on the Labs Network. Michael Somerville. The best, man.
Good, great. So
love having you. Love seeing you, buddy.
Pleasure.
Go follow him on Twitter @SomervillePuns. He's got the album. Go buy it.
Damn.
No sudden movements.
Top 10.
Top 10.
Amazing.
The king. Right here. I'm Jared Freed. JTrain56 is where I can be found. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. We'll be back next episode. Boom!
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!